Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Scope. It's the only show that's part of this complete breakfast. I'm your announcer, Tony Partington. Coming up on this edition of The Scope...
So here we are, guys. It's another edition of The Scope Summer Movie Slam.
Yay!
We are post-movie.
Ruby Tuesday edition.
Carrie, Audrey, and Shane here. It's the Palmer
Yay!
Slam. Palmer Slam edition. No Jared, no Adam. And Audrey, what movie did we just finish seeing?
Despicable Me 2.
So this is a sequel to the 2010 Despicable Me, which stars Steve Carell as Gru. In the first movie, as you guys remember, Gru was a bad guy who decided he was going to adopt three young girls to advance his plan of world domination. But instead, he fell in love with the girls, and at the end, he turned good, didn't he, Audrey?
Yes, he did.
So the sequel comes, and we find out what? What happens? How does it start off, Audrey?
Well, this girl, she comes and takes him.
Yes.
And he doesn't know why.
Yeah.
And then he goes in the ocean.
Yeah.
And then he goes to this huge submarine.
Yeah.
And this guy named Top Bottoms.
Bottoms?
Yeah. I don't remember his name, but he's really weird.
Yeah.
And what does he want him to do?
What does he want him to do?
Be a good guy.
Mm-hmm. Help him catch bad guys.
Yeah.
The girl, her name is Lucy. She's played by Saturday Night Live's Kristen Wiig in a breakout role for her. And all the usual cast members return on this one. So Steve Carell's here. I'm blanking on all the names.
Agnes.
Oh, yes. Miranda Cosgrove. The guy used to be married to Katy Perry.
Russell Brand
is in it.
And Edith.
I don't know the other two girls' names.
So Myrtle,
no, they're in real life. In real life. Calm down. Jeez Louise. Might be the last review you get to do.
Hey, that's rude.
Yeah, a little bit. So at the end of the day, Gru has to discover who the bad guy is with Lucy, and then what happens? He falls in love, doesn't he?
Yeah, and then they get married at the end.
And they get married at the end. So, spoiler alert, they get married.
Who cares?
So, Audrey, why don't you give our Scope listeners your song that you've been singing all night long? Go for it.
Happy Llama, Sad Llama, Totally Rad Llama, Super Llama, Drama Llama, Big Fat Mama Llama, Baby Llama, Don't Forget Broccoli Llama, Fish, More Fish, Turtle, Peacock, Unicorn. I'm done.
Very nice. So, what is that called? Is that called the Gru Rap?
No, I don't know what it's called. My friend made it up.
It has nothing to do with the movie.
You haven't been sipping drinks of beer, mom's beer, have you?
No.
You had to think about it, though.
No.
All right, so let's get back to the movie.
Yep.
So this one is a continuing tale of Gru's adventures. Did you like it better or worse than the first one?
I don't know. I like them both the same.
But for different reasons.
Yes.
What about you, Carrie?
I have food in my mouth. I like the first one a little better, but I thought this one was really good, too.
For children's movies, this stands up pretty well, doesn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, but my mom said it was funny.
It was funny. Did you like this better than Monsters University, Audrey? We saw that a few weeks ago.
Yes.
You did like it better. I think I did, too. There's a little bit more charm. It didn't feel quite as stale or maybe repetitive, even though it was a direct sequel. It was kind of weird.
You
are a little bit of a nerd. Carrie, one thing to talk about in this movie is the Minions probably played more of a role than they did in the first one.
Yeah. My mouth is full of food.
But that's why we want
to. My dad's a geek.
Well, thank you very much. Do you like more Minions or less Minions?
More Minions.
Well, I'm going to break some news for you right now, Audrey.
What?
The next Despicable Me movie is not going to be Despicable Me. It's going to be a Minion spin-off movie. Go.
Okay.
That's all you have
What's
to say?
What's going to be called?
Yeah, he's Minion.
I don't know if it's got a name yet, but it's coming. And it's going to be a hot one, Audrey.
Wow.
So we spent a lot of time not talking about this movie.
But my dad's a geek.
I know, I understand that. But let's give this thing a score, shall we, Audrey? How many stars, how many scope, what would you give it on the scope scale?
About 4.
You give it 4, so you give it a perfect score.
Yeah.
The scope score is 4 stars!
All right, well, I guess we got to go with that. We don't often give perfect scores, but Audrey's giving this one a perfect score of 4. So there you go. It's right up there with Perks of Being a Wallflower. Did you like Perks of Being a Wallflower?
I didn't see that movie. I don't want to.
Well, that's our other 4-star score, Audrey.
Okay.
All right, well, let's wrap this up. We've still got a ton of movies coming. And we're not going to waste your time talking about them. You'll just have to listen for the reviews themselves. So,
I want a kitten.
What was that?
I want a kitten.
All right, there you have it.
Some tacos?
Oh, yes, thank you.
And grilled cheese?
There we go. Thank you.
Do you need anything else?
I don't think so.
Good?
Okay. So for Carrie, Audrey, and Shane, and our waitress, this is Scope Summer Movie Slam over. Arrivederci.
And Geek Dad.
Adios.
Bye, Geek Dad.
Say adios.
Adios, cuckoo.
Ladies and gentlemen, we find ourselves once again at the end. I hope you've enjoyed our time together. I know I have. Fear not, Scope faithful. Days shall pass as if they were but a moment. And Jared, Adam, and Shane will return with another thrilling episode. Until then, send your comments to comments@thescopeshow.com. Or leave a voicemail message by dialing
612-21-SCOPE. That's 612-217-2673.
Thanks for listening, faithful fans. This is Tony Partington saying arrivederci. Tune in next time to another terrific edition of The Scope.